here comes a show.
Hello, everybody. This is another episode of the Fast Break Podcast, episode 3 of this year. We're gonna pump these out. It's March Madness time. It's our time. The best March Madness podcast in sports. So today we're gonna be talking about, I think, solely college basketball. Solely college. Is there anything? I know the Final Four just happened. My team, Homewood Flossmoore, won. I chose them to win.
You did. That's correct.
Yeah, boring pick.
Boring pick.
Boring, but it is right. So that's all that matters. Just like in Pick'em. Just pick the right team. What?
Shut up, Steven.
You can't cough and then not say anything.
What? I just need to cough.
Okay. So.
What?
Today we're just going to be talking about mainly the Power 6 minus the Pac-12.
Yeah, I noticed that. What's your vendetta against the Pac-12?
Pac-12 is a dying conference, and I haven't watched enough games where I can be interested. If you guys have anything.
I haven't watched a lot. I mean, and I know Arizona's about, like head and shoulders above the Pac, the rest
of the Pac-12. And then I heard that USC is like the most exciting team because they were injured all year, and now they're fully healthy, and they just beat Arizona to finish the year.
They're just really talented. Yeah. Just now they're starting to put it together.
They have to win the conference.
But they also did have, like, Isaiah Collier, their number one player, was injured for a month.
They have to win the conference tournament or else they're done, though.
Yeah, no. They're one of those bubble teams. Or I think
they're not a bubble team. They're, like, they have to win the conference.
I think if they made it to the conference championship, they could get an at-large.
No. Joey? Okay.
We're not educated enough. You don't even know.
No, I do know. They're like 14-18. They're like not.
Oh, check the record.
They have to.
They have to win the conference.
Oh, really? Okay.
They did beat Arizona, though. That's true.
Okay. But, yeah. So, basically, we're doing the Power 6, and we're substituting the A-10, the real Power 6 conference, in for the Pac-12. Because Pac-12 is going to die next year either way. So, it doesn't really matter. It's not really a conference anymore.
R.I.P.
Yep. So, we'll start off.
Silence.
Okay.
Good moment.
Big 12. First question, we're going to go into our favorite team, but first ask, is the Big 12 the best conference in basketball this year?
I mean, I think it'd be hard to argue anything else.
Yeah, they have 9 teams that are probably going to make the tournament.
Yeah, I said yes.
All of them have, and 9 teams that have 20 win seasons. So, yeah, it's not like any of them are weak.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not very entertaining. A lot of it's like very defense-heavy teams.
Mm-hmm. Oh, come on.
Iowa State, Houston.
He's the most entertaining.
I agree. I like watching SEC basketball this year more than anything else.
Well, that's just because they suck at defense. Like, they are horrendous.
No, Tennessee plays good defense.
Tennessee does not play good
defense. Yes, they do.
Tennessee doesn't.
Tennessee does play good defense.
You have not watched enough ball.
They don't connect just can't play defense. Everyone else on the team is a good defender. Don't connect just like the worst defender on the planet.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
But okay. Everyone else on the team is like a very good defender.
Average. I'm just going to say average.
They had the conference defensive player of the year.
Is that the white guy with black hair?
No, the point guard. Zakai Ziegler.
Oh, Ziegler?
Yeah, well, he's also a big fan of last year.
Yeah, this is a junior year, right? Because he's been... played when Kennedy Chandler was a freshman, he was a freshman also. And he low-key got more minutes than Chandler, but he stayed in college when...
He was hurt last year during March Madness. I remember. Uh-huh. By the way, they have the 22nd defensive rating in the country.
Oh, okay.
Well, so they're a good defensive team.
Okay, but how many other? What about? Well, that's one.
That's really it.
They're also a one seed, so that makes sense.
Maybe not.
I guess we can go into that. But so 9 teams in the tourney according to ESPN Bracketology. But now we're going to go into our favorite team. So for this one, I'll go first. I have Texas Tech. Anybody joining that or no?
No, I do not have Texas Tech.
All right, so a little insight into Texas Tech. Their main guy. This is a game of names, okay?
Right.
Joey, rate this name, okay? It's not like swaggy, but it has a little salt to it, a little salt and pepper. Pop Isaacs.
Ooh.
Doesn't that just sound like a young? That sounds like a young, scrappy
like
guard.
No, that sounds like old timey.
Okay,
it does sound old timey.
But he's a fun. Well, okay, fuck.
I can picture him shooting.
Pop Isaacs. He's 16 points per game and averages one steal. He's a 6'2", 170-pound point guard who averages 16 points per game, one steal, 3 rebounds. His shooting splits are horrendous, but that's why I kind of like him. Like, he takes so many.
We love inefficient kids.
35.6% field goal percentage.
That's not very good at all.
30.1% from 3, which isn't that bad. So that's saying that a lot of his shots are 3s. And then they're a defensive team now, but this is actually a weaker Texas Tech defensive team. I was talking to one of my sources. that his dad is, or not his dad, his uncle is in the radio business, and he was telling me that they all love Texas Tech because of defense. They start off the year with the worst three-point defense in the league, but past five games, I'm pretty sure they're top three in the conference in three-point defense. Pretty impressive.
First-year head coach, though.
They do have a first-year
head coach. Grant McCaslin. Where's
North not Texas, saying, I believe he's from? This isn't the analytical. The favorite team is a combination of both skill and of...
That's true.
I actually quite like the head coach,
to be honest.
And then they're also tied for third in the Big 12. They're 11-7. They just beat Baylor, I'm pretty sure. Right?
Yes, they did. How was Pop Isaacs in that game? I didn't watch that game.
I wasn't able to see. I watched a couple there. I mean, I saw him play last year, actually, and that's why it kind of also gravitated. And last year, he was just like kind of just like a bucket getter, a lot of pull-ups. And then other than that, I got nothing. I don't want to talk too much. They are missing their main shot blocker, though, in Warren Washington, but he's expected to be
Where's
back
Warren?
By the turn.
Where did he go?
He got an injury, ankle injury.
Oh, no.
Oh, poor guy.
Okay. Warren. I like that name, too, Warren Washington. He sounds like he blocks
Game
shots.
Of names. All right.
All right. Oh, speaking of game of names, so my team I picked is Baylor. So I think they're really fun to watch. Obviously, they have an electric offense. They shoot a ton of threes. They're fifth in percentage in the country. They also have six players averaging double figures, so they can kind of anyone be, like, the guy at any given game. You know, a lot of guys can do it for them on any given mm-hmm. night, a wise coach once told me.
So are you trying to reference?
Yeah, because Coach Osorio said that. He said, on this team, we have a lot of different guys, you know.
Yeah.
Anyways, my favorite player is Ray J. Dennis. Best name in the country.
Not the best name.
Best name of a good player in the country. His name is Ray J.
Ray J? That's pretty tough.
His first name is Ray J.
He's got a great tape.
That's a good one, Joey. Dylan didn't get it, but that's a good one.
I didn't get it. Oh, wait.
No, I don't think you got it. He went to Oswego East.
Yeah,
I
got it. No, I have it.
What is it?
Kim K.
Oh, good job. He got it. But Ray J went to Oswego East, if you guys didn't know that. I'm sure you both did.
Oh, yeah. Ray J went to Oswego East. Yeah. Oh, that's someone that. Dennis. Oh, yeah. Solche posted him. Oh, yeah. Friend of the show, Ray J.
Friend of the show. Friend of the show. So he's their second leading scorer. Their leading scorer is a freshman, Jacoby Walter.
Wait, can I just do with Jacoby Walker? He sounds Walter. familiar, but.
He's good.
He's a lottery.
Rock, paper, scissors, yeah. Alex.
No, I don't want to play this game.
I'm
no,
just trying
you.
To get some shots up, Alex.
No, thank you. I don't want to play. I declined to play.
I'll tell you later, Joe. Okay.
It's really weird. They don't have any quad three or four losses, so that's good. So that's all I have.
How many quad one wins do they have?
I think that just means they do.
Actually, no, they play in a good competitive conference, and they're
I don't remember.
A top
I think their quad one record is above 500. They're also slated to be a three seed right now. I put that in there.
What would you say to critics that would say that they're due for a quad three loss?
Ooh.
You mean what I say?
UNC is due to lose because they only win.
I mean, technically, that means like every really good team is due for a quad three or four loss. They're all not going to lose quad three and four games.
Well, I don't know. If you lose your quad, like Wisconsin has lost their quad three games already. That means they're due to beat the quad three team and then lose to the quad one team. Correct, Joe?
Yeah, I mean, like if you
that's
think
due logic right there.
Wise, like,
yep.
You're not probably going to face a quad four team in March Madness.
Who knows? FDU is quad four.
I guess they're at neutral sites. So,
I mean, they were under 500 going to the tournament.
Yeah, because they stole Merrimack spot, right?
All right.
That's all
my
I got
team
for that, though.
Was yeah. Texas. I don't really have a lot. I didn't really watch a lot of the Big 12 this year. But I really like Max Abesmas. He's one of the most fun.
Oh, Abrams.
No.
Oh,
he's not the same guy? The short
the guy from Oral
Roberts?
From Oral
Roberts.
Yeah.
It's pronounced
Asmus. There's no
what
B.
The fuck?
The B is a myth.
Asmus, yeah. And he just pulls from anywhere. He's really fast. They also have Dylan Dessou, who's a stretch five.
Does the podcast like six-year seniors or no?
I don't know. I don't think we're decided on that. Ray J. Dennis is a fifth year, I think.
I mean, no. Abrams has to either be a fifth or sixth.
Who the hell is Abrams?
That kid, Max Asmus. Abrams.
There's no R. I don't know how you could even get Abrams.
His name's Abrams, okay?
It's Asmus.
I'm not changing his name.
No, you quite literally are.
We're not... No, sorry. I just got a note from the podcast producers, and they said his name's Abrams. So we have to go by that now.
No, we don't. All right, Joey, continue.
Abrams drops bombs, and Dylan Dessou, he's pretty good in the mid-range, and I like...
Fucking love that, dude.
Yep.
Put on for the
Dylan. Yeah, I mean, they were pretty good last year in March Madness.
How many good players named Alex are in the NCAA? Not as many as the Dylan.
Alex Dukas from St. Mary's dropped 6 threes in the first half last night against Santa Clara.
I've done that.
No ball.
I've
You had 6 threes in one half?
In a game. How many threes do they have in the game?
I don't know. I didn't watch the second half. It was past my bedtime.
I don't think I can name.
Okay, but that was pretty impressive. How quickly I snapped that one.
You watched one game. I can't.
No, I watched a good amount of St. Mary's. I quite like them. They have all the Australian players.
Okay.
I did a presentation on in school one time.
Okay, Joey, what do you want to say?
What?
Do you have anything more?
No.
Why?
No, he said he was all done.
Wait, why are you looking up? Let me see your notes.
I'm Joey's in college basketball.
I was gonna say Joey's in college basketball, but then I was like, what if
Joey Hauser?
Oh, I love Joey Hauser.
What team does he play for?
He was on Michigan State. He's probably playing in
Afghanistan. Oh, yeah, white guy, blonde hair.
He's playing in...
And he also played for Marquette, right?
Okay. Yes, he did.
Okay, we'll move on to the SEC. So this debate is about... Well, this won't be a debate either. Edie versus Dalton, who's winning player of the year?
I mean, it's going to be... I would love it if Dalton Connect could win, but it's not going to happen.
Yeah, so Dalton wins the eye test. I look into their stats. Edie leads Dalton in every single... Like, points, rebounds, assists... And that's crazy.
And he's a better defender, too.
He's a much better defender.
Oh, yeah. I guess
defensive impact.
One of the best interior defenders in the country.
Just because he's tall. Say he's tall.
Right, but don't connect
also. But also, in the tournament. But, like, let's say you could choose either of them for March. I'd choose Dalton. Because Dalton's game will translate better to a March Madness setting, I think, than Edie. Because Dalton's, like, March Madness isn't usually dominated by big forwards. It's dominated by guard play. And Dalton's just a big guard.
He's a big boy.
He's like 6'6".
Six. Yeah,
I'd still take Edie.
No.
If I was starting a team,
and Edie has it is liable if he has to guard a younger, smaller defender, a quicker, smaller defender. That's what happened with FDU last year.
They had a team.
They're too small for us.
Yeah, but they're better against the press this year. That's why they lost. They couldn't handle the press.
Yeah. I'm just
the more I watch Purdue, the more I think we can beat them. It's the greatest quote of all time.
Legendary.
Yeah. Okay, so who are our favorite teams in the SEC, though?
Do you want to go reverse order for this one?
Yeah, Joey goes first. I think me and you have the same team, right?
Probably.
All right, I saw your team, so I picked two because I thought one of you guys would pick it. So I'll go with Alabama. I don't think they're going to do great in March Madness, but they're really fun to watch. They chuck up a lot of threes. They play at a really high pace. Grant Nelson, he's like 6'10", can shoot threes. Pretty athletic.
They have one of those guys every year now.
Mark Sears is like the college Jalen Brunson. I feel like that's a great way to put it.
He's pretty short. He's shorter, though, isn't he? He's like...
Yeah, a little bit
shorter. I guess Jalen Brunson's pretty short for the NBA, too.
But he shoots and makes a lot of threes. They have a lot of other high-volume three-point guys. Average a lot of points, very high pace. Alabama's my pick.
Yeah, I mean, they only shoot threes and layups. It's their rule.
Yeah.
There's no boring.
There was a scheme. I saw this Hoop Vision 68 video that was made on them. It was a really good video. I was talking about how they, like, their scheme is, it's a very spread out offense where they have something on the court called the 4-point line. They have X's. And it's like the deep corner where, like, you're basically out of bounds. And then you're basically, think of it like a 4-corners offense with a guy in the dunker spot. And that's how spread out they are on every single play. So they can just get a driving lane for either drive to basket or kick out three. And they will shoot deep fucking threes. They've been doing it since they had Javon Quinterly on the team, like when I was in freshman year. So, I mean, whenever that was, 3 years ago, 2 years ago. So,
still in college.
And this head coach has seen a lot of success. The problem is, this best team had Brandon Miller on it. And they were like the best team in the nation. That was when they were best at their own system. And they lost in Sweet 16.
Yeah, but who they lose to? Yeah, they lost to San Diego State. So they just lost to a
defensive team.
Yeah.
So
that was a nightmare matchup for them.
That was the worst possible matchup.
I know, but that was their strongest year. This team isn't as strong. I wouldn't compare.
No doubt.
That's why but it's a good team. I know this isn't only based off of who the best is, because then we probably just choose the number one team in every conference.
Yeah.
Alex,
you know what they're slated to be as a seed, Joey, right now? Probably Alabama.
Yeah.
Alabama's going to be a 3 seed?
No.
Think.
No, because that's Duke level. Duke is a 3 also.
Kentucky's going to be a 3 seed.
No, Duke dropped after UNC. I checked ESPN.
Look up that, what we discussed.
You go.
I picked Kentucky. Did you also pick Kentucky?
Yeah, I did. So we can both
add. Kentucky just because I think they're just so fun to watch. Like, anytime I see Kentucky, a Kentucky game, I'm going to watch it. I think Reed Shepard's probably my most entertaining player in the country.
White boy Hooper.
He's so good in transition, passing, and scoring. Mm-hmm. Like, when he's on the court, they're just
and he comes off the bench, correct?
Right, yeah, he does. So does Dillingham. Okay. He's also very fun.
And they're
both
lottery picks.
And they were both lottery picks.
So I have a quote that was from one of my coaches, probably my least favorite coach of all time I've ever played for. But this is the one good thing. He'd have some good quotes. And this is the quote. Basketball is about Jimmies and Joes, not X's and O's, and that's perfectly summed up by Kentucky's game plan. They're not a team of great scheme. Calipari may not be the best actual schemes coach. Like, other coaches definitely have better plays, have better schemes. But these guys have some of the most talent I've ever seen. Looking just at the freshman class, Dillingham Shepherd, you talked about him too, stud. Dillingham can create his own shot off the dribble and is extremely shifty. Shepherd, a very polished guy who can shoot the three ball at a high clip, can make great passes and control the ball. Then you got DJ Wagner, who was the number one player in his class, or the number two player in his class, is an effective slasher, is coming off an injury, but is, you know, as he's been coming back, I think he's been getting more acclimated to like prior form. Then they also have Justin Edwards, who's
Sniper,
another
who's shooting the shit out of the ball against Tennessee.
Justin Edwards played good, yeah, and also he's an athletic forward too. Maybe not as great of a shot creator as Dillingham or Shepherd or Wagner, but he's able to get his own. Antonio Reeves though and Trey Mitchell both give the experience to the team, and that's where I think it really helps with other teams. So Antonio Reeves, fifth year senior, played 3 years at Illinois State, then transferred to Kentucky, and he's their star player. Obviously, he's averaging 20 a game, which is extremely impressive. Trey Mitchell, I swear to God, I'm not lying. I have known about this guy since freshman year. You'll hear about it when we go to the A-10. He played for my A-10 team for 2 years. He was on, and the reason I chose this A-10 team, I've followed them since when our A-10 lore started in 7th or 8th grade. Based off the fact that one of their bench players that averaged 1 point a game had a YouTube channel that I watched. I'll get into it more later, but he played for them, then he transferred to Texas for a year, then he transferred to West Virginia for a year, and now he's here for his fifth year. It's Trey Mitchell. He's their leading rebounder. He's another great presence. Can shoot the ball, too. All these guys can get a shot, and I know Calipari commented how this is, like, their best, like, team of guys that just, like, gets in the gym, works, is whatever. That's nonsense, but it's shown on the court where they're all hitting shots. Now, their problem is their defense sucks. Their average allowance of points is 79 points for the opponent. But on the other hand, they also score 89.5 points per game. As a team, are 41% from three and 49.7% from the field goal percentage, which for a singular player to have that type of a stat line is great. For a team to have it is fucking insane. They're the best offensive team in basketball, maybe.
Yeah. I mean, at the end of the day, like, to win a basketball game, you have to score more points than the other team. No shit. But, like, Kentucky can score more points than anyone. And then also a couple of notes I had, like you kind of alluded to, they have the best three-point percentage in the country. Mm-hmm. Right now they're slated to be a three seed. They have a pretty good draw in the SEC tournament. I was looking at it. And they're the two seed in the SEC tournament. They also are on a five-game win streak right now.
Yeah.
Including in that win streak, they beat Tennessee at Tennessee, and then they have a win at home against Alabama. And I was a little bit nervous about them. You know, obviously a lot of freshmen's a little scary. But then that win against Tennessee, like, kind of really solidified them in my mind of, like, they're legit.
Yeah. And I think that they have about five players that could be the best player on half the teams in the country.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't want to talk too much. My last thing, though, is I did watch one of their games against Auburn. And these guys, these freshmen, they are insane. But they can still get rattled. Like,
was it at Auburn?
It was at
Auburn.
Everyone
gets rattled at Auburn.
Okay. But still, like, that is a big stage, but March Madness is, I think, a big stage also where teams with big freshman lineups, a big part of their core are freshmen. That's why the seniors help.
That's why I think Antonio Reeves and Trey Mitchell are important.
They're very important, but those two haven't seen, like, the most tournament success either.
Trey Mitchell, what, West Virginia last year was a first-round exit.
He was, yeah.
And he, that was my, I don't know if you guys remember this, I was a big West Virginia fanboy last year.
But we all picked Maryland. We picked that on the pod.
Yeah, oh, so. I was gonna say, good job, just Joe. quick side check. Do you guys have, like, a least favorite thing about March Madness?
A least favorite thing? Yeah. It's not the first four. If that's what
mine,
you're trying to get.
No. Mine was gonna be when you get the first game wrong in your bracket. It's just,
oh,
like, the
my
worst,
God.
Most gut-wrenching feeling.
No, on that first day. On that first day, I remember last year when I got my first five picks right. Cool. It's just those first couple games, you take them so much bigger than they actually are. So then, like, you'll either get a false perception of, like, how bad you're doing or how good you are.
It's true.
I think another thing that's bad about March Madness, when you're out of town, you can't watch the games.
What do you mean?
So that's who you can't.
Like, if you're out of the country and you can't watch the games.
Stream East.
That doesn't work.
Yeah, it does.
Sure it does. You can use XfinityStream.com.
And I'm going on spring break out of the country. I'll still be watching the games.
I'm going to be watching. Yeah. As well.
Okay. Well, that's. Don't worry, Joey. Just fix your problem.
Just cut that out.
All right. Yeah. I had nothing else on Kentucky, though.
Okay. Let's move on to the ACC. Joey, you want to go first?
Six conferences here.
Really?
Yeah.
UNC, Duke.
I don't like Duke's very good, to be honest. I'm not a big fan.
Duke's not very good.
UNC's legit, though.
So my pick, I was between the orange teams, and I decided to go with Clemson. I was
between the orange teams, too.
Yeah?
Yeah.
PJ Hall, he's a decent, like, power forward center. Scores a lot of points. And Joseph Girard.
Syracuse legend.
Uh-huh. All right. So, is that
it? That's all we got for them?
Joey's not a big speaker. He's more of an emotions guy. Yeah. You go on.
It's always fun when Joey gets excited about something.
Yeah. At the end of the episode, I think he'll get more and more excited.
I picked Pitt, and the reason I picked Pitt is because I remember earlier in the season, Blake Hinson, they beat Duke at Duke, and Blake Hinson, their best player, he's my favorite player on the team, he jumps up on the scorer's table and just starts screaming at the Duke fans after beating them at Duke. And I was like, that guy's a dog. Like, I like that guy. So that's why I picked them. They're on the bubble right now. So a good show. They're the fifth team out. So they're close. So they need to have a good showing in the ACC tournament. They play Wake Forest on Thursday. And then Friday would be North Carolina in the semifinals. So if they beat Wake Forest, they should be right there with some good luck. But then obviously beat North Carolina. And they would for sure be in. And Blake Hinson shoots 42% from three on a good amount of attempts, so he's a pretty exciting player to watch.
Okay. My team, I talked about defense in the last episode, and so I felt like I had to choose at least one team where that matched. And my team is UVA. One of the main reasons is my babysitter in New Jersey went there for rowing, so that had an immediate pull. And it was a female, too, so it was women's rowing. But UVA is a powerhouse in women's rowing in the ACC. They've won back-to-back championships, I'm pretty sure. Or at least she was a freshman or sophomore. But that is true. Her name is Cameron. I visited her when she was on campus.
Cameron's a sexy name for a girl. I like that.
Okay. That's my childhood babysitter.
Was she hot?
Yeah. She was very nice. I'll say that.
So was she hot? Did she have a nice bosom?
I don't remember. I'll show you a photo after the pod. But they do allow only 59.1 points per game, which is pretty good for a college team. And they force 12.3 turnovers out of their opponents per game, which is a formula for success. They have a really good head coach who's extremely experienced in the tournament. Last year...
losing to 16 seeds.
Oh!
They won a championship the next year.
No, they didn't. Nope. Kyle Guy didn't get fouled.
Okay, and then so, actually going to that, the last time they came off an upset, they won a national championship. I don't think they're going to win a national championship because they didn't lose to a 16 seed, but they did lose to Furman last year, so I think that's going to build character.
Did anyone on the show pick Furman to win that game?
I did.
Really?
Ben Vanderwall.
Yeah, that was a joke. I was trying to like set you up there to brag about you picking that game, right? But yeah. You missed that one.
Yeah, so they're a really good defensive team. But one thing you'd probably like, Alex, if you've been in the Hinsdale Central Locker Room, you know this is a good stat. They have 15 assisted buckets per game, which is pretty
that's
high.
A lot of them.
15 a game is really good. That means they're getting high quality shots.
They also score like 43 points a game, which sucks to watch. Not actually, but
yeah. They're a competitive team. I don't think they're the best team. I just had to pick one defensive team, and I thought ACC. I don't want to pick Duke or UNC, and then after that, it's just a toss up.
And then Virginia is what? They're like last four in right now, right? Or like they're bubblish.
Yeah.
They're bubbly.
I don't know.
Clemson's safely in. Pitt is just looking on the outside looking in right now. And I think Virginia's on the inside looking out.
Okay, so that means we're on to the Big East?
Yep, I believe so.
Okay, we have the same thing.
Right. You can go on your tirade and then I will you go say
okay,
your
first.
Okay,
so Joey,
I have two reasons.
Do you want to go first or second in this?
Sure, I'll just go first.
Okay.
So now I get to talk about St. John's.
Yay! I'm actually happy because I watched the Rick Pitino episode
for Pardon My Take.
Yep.
It was pretty good. Good interview.
He's a great coach. He tore into his team in the middle of the year, which may not be a great sign.
But they
bounced back. They responded. They've won five in a row, including one versus Creighton. They're getting hot right before the tournament. They were supposed to be a good team before the year, so they have a good amount of talent. They have Jenkins, who's a big guard. He can get a bucket. And they also have Soriano, who's experienced, and he's a great rebounder as well. Averages about 10 points a game, mm-hmm. about a double-double. And the one thing about them is that they can't run, like, the signature Rick Pitino press. Like, they try, but it just doesn't work. Anyways, Jordan Dingle's the X Factor.
What's his name?
Jordan Dingle.
I love that name.
Yeah.
All right, keep going.
And I think that if they make the tournament, they'll be able to make some noise.
Mm-hmm. Look, that was great research. Good job, Joey. That was good stuff.
We need some more emotion in your voice, though. You should really put... Well, like, not... you know what? I was looking at the Big East, and I was like, I was looking at all these teams. So, UConn, they're too dominant. I love Bob Hurley, but they're too dominant.
And Dan.
Marquette, fuck that. God, what's his fucking
Tyler
name?
Kohler?
No, the fucking coach.
Oh, Shaka.
Fuck Shaka Smart.
He's the sick. He was sixth man of the year in the Big East.
I know he was sixth man of the year.
He won sixth man of the year.
That's Coach Chapman's favorite coach.
I don't give a fucking
shit. He won
sixth
man of the year in the Big East.
I know
he
won sixth man of the year. That joke is so overused.
I came up with that just now. I've never seen that before.
I've just heard a bunch of jokes about him guarding the other team. He's also just a fucking cunt. He had one good tournament, and then everybody thinks he's the shit. All right, whatever.
Oh, Jesus,
Tyler Kolek thinks he's the fucking
true.
Shit. Fuck you.
He took VCU to the Final Four.
Yeah, that was
that's
one
his
good
one good year,
that
you fucking
the,
idiot.
That is the good year.
All right. Creighton.
That's Coach Chapman's favorite coach. Head,
where the fuck is Creighton? It's in Omaha. Like, I don't give a fuck about Creighton.
That was rude.
What the fuck does this even say? Some blah, blah, blah is a shitty bubble team. I don't even know who I wrote down for
oh,
them.
Seton Hall.
No. The Friars are boring.
Providence. Oh, actually,
yeah.
I know someone on Providence's team.
No, 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 Villanova. Nova is a shitty bubble team. The Friars are fucking boring. And St. John's is a generic-ass pick. That's the first pick everybody would choose if they could just choose, like, a team that they think is different.
It's a good pick.
No, it's just because Rick Pitino.
Yeah, that's reason enough.
So I don't want to do that shit. I want to be a fucking pirate. Me and Alex
are... Hold on, time out, time out. You just criticized him for taking the basic pick, but me and you have the same one, and he is the odd one out.
I'm saying the general public would choose St. John's before Seton Hall. I want to be a fucking... Me and Alex are pirates.
Oh, I like that.
We're on
I
the
like
pirate ship.
That.
We're led by the Peacock. Like the Peacock head coach. Yeah, exactly. We got that type of energy.
Shaheen Holloway.
Like, our stands, we don't have stands. We have fucking seats in the Seton Hall pirate
Whoa.
Ship. Yeah, we're different.
What are you guys talking about?
Improviso West. They don't have, like...
What does that have to do with Seton Hall?
I don't know. I just kind of... They're pirates.
No,
I'm a pirate. Let me finish my tirade. I
want to
go on my
way.
This is 2 minutes of Dylan Del Rambo.
God damn it, you're ripping a paper. Okay, just go. You're going to rip that paper
okay.
now.
Okay, the pirate ship beat UConn by 15. The pirate ship beat St. John's by 25 because they're a bunch of fucking shitters.
When?
I don't fucking remember.
Did he ask? Oh! All
right. The lead pirate is Qatari Richmond. He's 6'6". He averages 16.2 points per game, 6.6 rebounds, and he's shooting 24.5% from three and 44.2% from field goal percentage. We don't fucking shoot threes on the pirate ship. We just fucking ball. Then we have Dre Davis.
No. Can I talk about Dre Davis?
Okay,
talk about
I'll
that's like the one person I want to talk.
Okay,
about.
I'll go over him. Then we have Al-Amir Dawes. That's our Arabian fucking pirate right there.
He's black.
All right, that's our black fucking pirate right there. He'd fuck you up. That's also our leading rebounder. Then we have Jaden Biakko. Actually, no, that's Jaden Biakko is our leading rebounder. He's averaging 8.4 rebounds a game. And then we have Dylan Adey, who is...
Dylan Adewusu.
Yeah, Dylan Adewusu. I like him because his name's Dylan. He's also in the rotation. Those guys that are all listed are also all seniors, so they have really good leadership, and it's an experienced team, and they're in a tough conference, so they've competed against the best. They've beaten the best, and veteran teams do well in March. Okay, fuck you. Give it to Alex and Dre Davis.
Wait, before you start off.
No, it's keep going. We don't fucking wait. Go
yeah,
pirate.
Yeah, yeah. So I picked them. Also, they're currently one of the last four teams of the bye, so they probably do have to win a game in the Big East tournament.
What?
Oh my God, the pirate ship! No. Put it back. Show it. Actually, it's okay. The pirate.
St. John's are playing the Pirates 1:30 on Thursday.
Oh, good.
Holy shit! That could be a lose in your. That might be a win in the end game. I mean, it is that is a win in your end game. The loser could still make March Madness. The loser could still make March Madness, but it's definitely a win in your end. Anyways,
no,
so Dre Davis.
If St. John's loses first round, stop fucking with this.
So I think my concern with Seton Hall is they might have peaked too early. They had this very hot stretch where they beat Marquette and UConn in late December, early January. But Dre Davis right now, he came off the bench when they played St. John's. I guess he had some ankle injury. He didn't miss any time. But he came off the bench because he had an ankle injury. He still played 35 minutes. But since that game, he's averaging 21 points in those last five games since then. after averaging only 15 for the whole year. And then reason number two I picked them is Frank the Tank from Barstool Sports, if you're familiar. A big fan of Seton Hall, and Frank the Tank's a joy to watch.
I don't follow the Tank. I make my own takes. I don't need to follow the...
He's just a fan of them, and he's an enjoyable
I know, but you're person. Choosing them because of somebody else. Be a shepherd, not a sheep, Alex.
All right,
be
fine,
a
fucking pirate. I'm joining St. John's.
Do you know what, Frank?
I'm joining St. John's.
It's fine. I don't want... It's the Pirates' life for me. I didn't want you on my fucking ship anyway. I want all the gold. Okay, when they fucking fuck up St. John's on Thursday, I want all the credit.
Frank the Tank is known for being miserable because of his sports team.
That's true.
Me and Frank are going down the ship, okay? This is your last chance. This is your last chance, Alex.
Nope, I'm joining St. John's.
St. John's gonna
make you win. I'm taking my talents to... Where is St. John's? To New York.
In fucking New York.
Taking my talents to New York.
New York.
I'm taking my talents to the Garden.
It's also a
home game. That's a home game for St. John's, like a legitimate home game.
Okay, cool. Are we getting out, or do you want to?
I think we're good on the. I think. Well, now I can tell you all about St. John's. Okay.
All right, the Big Ten.
Let me go first for this one.
I have to talk about the context.
On my Big Ten sheet, it says I opt out, so I am opting out.
No, you have to name. You have to name a team.
I've opted out.
Respect.
The Big Ten used to be our strongest conference. We used to know everything about the Big Ten.
Yeah, that now
used to
be, it sucks.
It is
Big Ten's awful.
It's probably the worst of the power. Actually, no, it's better than the ACC, but it is doomed for March as usual because it has too slow of pace. It depends. It uses the same pick and roll game many teams use, but it's not as spread out, which hurts their spacing, and their guard play isn't as athletic. They do have some decent bigs in Edie, and, I mean, Owen Freeman's coming up for Iowa, and they have a couple of good bigs, but they're not an athletic conference, so it hurts them when it comes to March.
And no one can win on the road either in the Big Ten, except for Purdue.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so our teams. Alex?
I am opting out.
If you don't choose a team, then you are choosing Minnesota.
Okay, I choose Minnesota. Oh, they play Michigan State tomorrow, or on Thursday.
Okay, so you're choosing Michigan State.
No.
You just say
no. No, I choose. Yeah. No, I don't want to. I hate them.
Okay, if you don't choose anybody, you're choosing Michigan
Can
State.
I choose UCLA? Because they're in the Big Ten next year.
In Michigan State or nobody?
I am announcing preemptively that next year my Big Ten team will be UCLA. Yay. Everyone clap.
Don't clap for
Joey, clap. Good job, Joey. All right, I picked UCLA for next year. I picked someone.
All right, fine. It'll be me and Joey talking.
I'm opting out. I don't want to.
So
just choose your team.
I picked Northwestern.
What, yeah, why the fuck did you choose Michigan? That's your actual team.
Because they suck.
And he picked Northwestern last year. He's been on Northwestern.
And also, yeah, I like Northwestern. I've been to a couple Northwestern games. Boo Boo, he's fun.
Choosing Wisconsin because I have to. I'm a Wisconsin fan. They're going to suck in March. They're a 6th seed. They've been dropping so much. I just hate, like, they were so good, and then they just lost it.
They're dodging Colgate.
Yeah.
They were dodging Colgate. They were dodging Colgate. They were going to be a 2-seed and play Colgate. Yeah. And they're like, oh, no, we can't do that. We have to play a 12-seed.
We beat them before. Exactly. We would have beaten them again.
No. It's a new year.
But if I couldn't take Wisconsin, I'd take Nebraska. They're a scrappy defensive team that can shoot it from three sometimes. And I could see them, you know, being a tough team like Maryland. Well, you know what? None of the teams in the Big Ten can win on the road. We just established that.
They're undefeated. Or they've lost one game at home. And then
no, I thought they were undefeated at home.
I think they lost one game.
Oh, they must have lost to Purdue. That's it.
Yeah, they have Casey Tominaga. I like him.
Mm-hmm. They also have a Fred Hoiberg's son.
Yeah, they
friend of the show.
Yeah, he's a friend of the show.
Okay.
Fine. I'll say one.
No, you're done.
Oh yeah. Okay. I don't want to. I thought you wanted me to say a sentence about Michigan State.
Okay, say a sentence about Michigan State.
Hopefully, Tyson Walker just gets really hot for the next 2 weeks, and they can go like win a game.
Okay.
Not even in March. Just
now. This is the real conference. If there's a Power Six of conferences, and then there's the Power One.
Yeah.
And the Power One goes above the Power Six. The A-10. Alex, you will go first. You have to.
Do you want me to do my proposals for a new
conference? No, we'll first say what school we would apply. We would apply to.
Oh yeah, you guys have to do that.
I would just go for Loyola.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, it's an RA campus. It's close to home.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry. There's nowhere that it's really hot, so it's all gonna be cold weather. Basically.
That's not true.
Oh,
I got a place.
Oh. He's got a place.
Davidson is in South Carolina, on the East Coast, southern part of the East Coast. Has warm weather, summer, fall, winter.
And it has Bobby Durkin.
I was getting to that. It has Illinois native and Glenbard West champion Bobby Durkin. Davidson is the school I apply to. The reason I know all this and I know the campus, it's a smaller campus, smaller school. I visited the campus this summer. Very nice campus, very beautiful, but it is extremely small for me. And the basketball arena is a little small too, but it is like a cool homey vibe to the place. And they do have frats and sororities, so I already knew a lot about Davidson. Yeah,
frat.
Okay. So, You want to... Okay, now you propose your
All right, so before I get into this, I would just like everyone watching and listening to know that no, I have been set up. I have been set up by my fellow hosts to be attacked, to be...
You're still just a reoccurring guest. You haven't earned the title of host yet.
Is he a host?
Joey's a host. Joey's it's like Dylan Dell the host, and then Joey's like, he is a host, but his title is Joey the Expert.
I'm in the Twitter bio. Insider.
Joey the Expert.
Yeah.
I'm in the Twitter
and
bio.
And then Alex is just like...
I'm in the Twitter bio.
Like forced himself into the Twitter bio because he has the login.
That's not true. Joey runs the Twitter account.
Anyways, so before...
Hashtag Team Dylan.
Yeah, facts.
Before I get into this, I'm being set up because they will not leave the A-10 no matter what I say. So I'm just going to get bashed.
Well, maybe we add it on, like we make a power 7. A power 6 again because...
So I didn't know how I should play my cards here. So I came up with two different approaches. I know you guys will probably like one more than the other. So the obvious answer of a mid-major conference forever and to follow is obviously the Mountain West. I mean, they're borderline a power 5 conference at this point.
Name some teams.
They have Colorado State, they have Boise State, they have Nevada.
I like it.
They have UNLV. So they're gonna have five tournament teams this year for sure. They might get a sixth if New Mexico gets some good luck.
You know, they may have five tournament teams, but those names of the schools, I just don't necessarily like them. Like, I would rather... The aura of the name. Like, I can just tell they have dirty colors to their schools. You know what I mean?
They actually do have a lot of dirty colors.
Those are like... I figured you wouldn't like that one.
Those are, like, guaranteed first-round exits.
Yeah. Well, San Diego State went to the Final Four last year.
Yeah, so that's one anomaly. Yeah.
An anomaly!
I'm sorry, that was rude.
Yeah, that was...
So then my other option that I think is more fun, which, by the way, I knew that you guys were going to reject both these options. So,
what's
the Missouri Valley Conference, Arch Madness.
I do like that one.
We like Arch Madness. Everyone likes Arch Madness.
The thing is, I watched many Arch Madness games. One thing that I loved about the A-10 was, like, when we were watching the shitter teams play against each other, like, I was still extremely entertained.
Yeah.
I watched the Arch Madness shitty teams play. Not as good. Basketball.
Well, you're A-10 sexual, so of course...
I watched Arch Madness with an open mind.
All right, so...
It has a dope fucking name.
I'll give you...
And they have Brian Warble. But the only problem is they have bitches named DeVries in that conference. Oh, and it just...
Yeah, two
fucking
of them conference
it
champs.
Fucking dirties the conference.
We want to be the villain. Me and the Bulldogs are the villains of the show. I love it. Anyways, but a reason to stick with them is that Drake and Indiana State, who were the top two teams in the conference this year, those are going to be... They're probably... will probably both make the tournament. They're probably both going to be pretty good again next year. So that's a good to stick
there
with.
There was a conference that you could have chosen that I think I would have accepted with just open arms.
The Sun Belt.
No.
Oh, I almost
the
said
Patriot
that.
League. If you would have said the Patriot League,
but
we
that's
would have...
just Colgate.
No, it isn't. Did you see the Boston University game?
Yeah.
Yeah, I did actually watch that.
Okay.
It was down 20.
Okay, I'm taking Alex's role. Joey, I think we put it... It's not official yet. Put it in the talks for Power 7. We're not talking to you.
Okay.
Put it in the Power 7.
Told you I was
power
set up.
Power 6 and 1 team.
Power 6 and 1.
Yeah, Power 6 and 1.
Ooh, I like that.
That's tough.
Power 7, because the Mountain West is a power conference.
Shut up.
Who is talking to you?
They have 6.
Who is speaking to you?
They have 6 tournament teams. They're a power conference. Like, I'm
when?
Not, did you ask?
You tried.
No, you don't give him one for that. But
he gave me a fist bump.
No, but
this is a Team Alex thing. Mountain West. Dirty colors.
Yeah. I don't like them. This is not to be the replacement of like the mid major.
Okay, well then stop speaking about them. Don't give them publicity.
No, they should literally just be a power conference.
No, they shouldn't.
By the show.
No, they don't make enough money. When was the last time you watched them?
What do you mean they don't make enough money?
They're poor.
All
right,
A-10 picks.
Alex, you go first.
Fine. All right, I picked Loyola because they're a fake A-10 team. That's why I picked them. Because I am rebelling against the A-10 boner of this entire show.
Guys, next week when Alex isn't on the show, I want you guys to know this is why.
I picked them to be a rebel.
How many notes I have for just the A-10?
So, obviously they still have Sister Jean. They're a magical team. They still have the magic of Sister Jean.
Honestly, now that
they lost it, how'd they lose it?
They were ranked a couple years ago, and then they didn't even make the tournament.
Well,
their magic's gone.
It's gone. The A-10 sucked the magic out of them, is what I mean.
No, yeah, because A-10's a fucking black hole where mid-major schools go to die. Anyways, they're coached by Denzel Valentine's brother, which is pretty cool. They've won 10 of their last 11 games, including a win over Dayton, who's, like, considered the best team in the A-10. They have to win the A-10 conference.
You know another school probably I like better than the Mountain West? Another conference? The MAC. The MAC is a good conference.
That's a football.
MAC.
They are a better football conference.
Yeah, that's a football thing.
But they're also basketball. They do have some decent basketball schools. Continue.
My favorite player from Loyola is Braden Norris. He's 24 years old, a sixth year senior.
Should we make it the Power 6 1 and 1?
The Power 6
no. 1 and 1.
Just the Power 6.
Yes, and the West Suburban Silver Conference will be one of them.
Okay, Power 6 1 1 and 6.
West Suburban Silver Conference. Perfect. Good stuff. Anyways, he's a sixth year senior, Braden Norris. He's white. It's notable. He shoots 44% from Chuck? Three. Yes, he's actually his grandson. He shoots 44% from three on about 5 attempts a game, and he scored 19 points against Dayton, so he's built for big moments against good teams. That's all I have for them.
I did. I picked Loyola.
He rebelled against the A-10! Trainer!
No, you didn't.
What?
Dude, they just joined the conference like last year.
I intentionally picked them to rebel against the A-10 patriarchy.
That actually hurts so bad.
Oh my goodness.
Just go with the default pick. What's the default pick for the A-10? No, it's not Richmond. Real ones, no. Who won the conference tournament the year we watched?
St. Bonaventure?
Shut the fuck up!
Yep, they suck this year.
That was terrible.
I think it's a punishment.
Rams.
It's a punishment. VCU?
Yeah.
He picked Loyola. Don't, Joey, don't be bullied.
Zebry Jackson.
Joey, stand strong in your views.
Joey, who do you want? It's our conference.
Joey, stand strong.
You know who's going to win?
Who do you want to choose?
I think it's Duquesne's year.
What?
The Dukes. The York Dukes are in the hockey finals for Illinois.
Tonight?
The
York, it's true.
The York Dukes were in the playoffs for basketball. Now it's,
so were we.
Now it's now it's the Duquesne Dukes. To beat Duke.
What's their conference record?
Good enough. They made the A-10 tournament, and that's all they need. So they got a shot.
All right. I actually came with research for a team that wasn't in rebellion, but they are actually at the same time kind of in rebellion. It's the Last Dance team.
Oh, Duquesne's actually good.
Oh, they are?
Yeah, 20-11.
Oh, not bad.
Well, yeah, I believe the conference.
Okay.
Sixth.
Whoever the A-10 champion is, we will be representing them as a podcast.
We'll get back to that.
Yeah, because that's after. But okay, the A-10. My team is not Davidson, but it is the UMass Flagshipmen.
The Midshipmen?
Yeah. Midship, the UMass
Flagshipmen?
Midshipmen.
It's Midshipmen.
Yeah, I know. You said Flagshipmen.
No, I said Midshipmen. I swear to God, I said Midshipmen.
The word flag definitely came out of his mouth.
No, we can go back.
I think you said can flag, we go back? But I also said Midshipmen.
You said like flat. I don't know what you said. Continue.
All right, well, it's the Midshipmen. And their head coach, Frank Martin, it's his second year, and he's already...
Frank the Tank!
Frank, okay, shut the fuck up. Let me speak. All right. He's turned the program around in 2 years. He's been known for doing this as an assistant coach, being on staffs. But they have their first 20-win season since, like, the 2013, same as their last time having a bye to the quarterfinal in the A-10 tournament, which is also, like, 2013, 2014. This is like, their best year in a fucking decade. Okay, can you not be rude? Do we need to kick you out of the car?
No.
Okay. They're led by Josh Cohen, who's just a fundamental white boy, and is an all-conference pick. Joey, just hop on the ship. Hop on the ship. I'll let you hop on the ship.
Don't do it.
Joey, we are made to be together on A-10.
I kind of like the Dukes, though.
Okay.
The Dukes!
The Dukes.
All right, outside of that, the player I've loved them since Colton Mitchell, a.k.a. Duda, that's his YouTube channel, played for them. He was a bench bum, averaged 1 point per game his entire career. He had a YouTube channel, and he collabed with D. Friga. If you guys know who that is, he played at Mountain Union at D3.
Devontae Friga.
And then Matt Cross is their second leading scorer, I'm pretty sure, and he averages 15.6 points per game and 8.3 rebounds. He also has funny hair and looks kind of homeless, which means he's like fucking cooked.
He's not Jewish.
He's tough.
How did you deduce that he wasn't Jewish
he's
from his
got a
Twitter
cross
account?
In his part.
He's Christ in his bio.
Boo!
So he looks homeless, which means he's a tough hooper. But another thing is, Cross and Cohen are both first-team all-conference selections, and UMass is the only team with two first-team all-conference selections.
When's their next game? Do you know?
I don't know for sure. And they also have Jalen Curry and Keon Thompson, which means they have the college version of Stephen Clay.
Oh,
and Jalen Curry is all rookie, so like he's kind of tough. Keon Thompson's kind of ass, but I've been following their Instagram for like 4 fucking years, so I have to stick with them. And Kasul Diggins is their most improved player of the year for the conference too. So
they have a how many people play for this team?
I've named 6 players.
Oh really?
Yeah. Like Hinsdale Central is 21 guys.
I'm fucking well aware of that.
So yeah, this is. But the sad part about this, this is the last team I will be rooting for UMass officially, because this is their last year in the A-10. They're leading for the Maction, and that is.
They're traitors.
Although that's why you wanted to become a Maction.
Traitors.
That is part of the reason why Frank Martin is like If you would have seen the way this guy spoke to his team, he also looks like he's a cancer patient. So.
He gave an emotional speech to them about how they're all leaving the conference together?
No. At the start of the year when he was hired, he gave some great emotional speeches on the Instagram. But yeah, it's really sad that they left, but in the stupid time of college basketball, a lot of teams are leaving.
Wait a minute, though. This is a problem. So you know how in WWE and like UFC, whoever has the championship belt, you have to beat them to become the champion? They could win. We could leave the A-10 with the title.
No.
And it would be gone forever. And no one could ever be A-10 champion.
And then like CM Punk.
Exactly. Like CM Punk, the pipe bomb speech. Yes, exactly. Do you want that? Is that what you want for the A-10?
Yes.
There would never be another champion.
They would be another champion.
No, there wouldn't. They'd have to cancel the tournament.
Because then they like put in another one, but it's a fake champion.
It's a fake champion.
But then it would move to the Maction. It'd be like an evolving
team. The MacGuffin. It'd be the MacGuffin.
The MacGuffin.
Do you know the game about the MacGuffin?
It's like whatever team is.
Yeah, yeah.
Who is it right now?
In football? I don't know.
It's not Washington. It's Michigan in football. Because Washington had it all year.
It was a national championship MacGuffin. Yeah, I remember. They need to make a basketball MacGuffin. That'd be even more. Actually, it'd be too impossible to figure out.
No, it wouldn't. It would just take a lot of time.
Less losses or more losses.
Okay, so that's it.
So that's what you want. You want there to never be another real.
I'm just telling you what team I actually root for. I don't think they're gonna win it.
This
all.
Is bad for the conference.
Yeah, very bad.
You don't fucking care. You're a rebellion of the conference.
I am.
And
but
you didn't research.
You're supposed to want what's. You're supposed to want what's best for the conference.
I have to root for this team. It's the last year. It's the last dance. Okay.
I don't think I like this.
Okay. Well, I don't really.
I don't like this this disloyalty.
Okay, Mountain West boy. Let's choose our favorite team.
I don't like the Mountain West. They're just good.
Yes, you do. He loves the Mountain West.
I don't like that.
Hashtag Alex loves Mountain West.
No, I don't.
Tweet, retweet.
Okay.
All right. We're each gonna select 3 teams for our favorite teams.
I guess we should go first because we have 2 obvious ones.
Who are my obvious ones?
No, I should say one and then he should say one because we have one that's pretty obvious. So my first one's obviously Drake. I've been on them for a while.
Yeah.
I don't really need to say
Yeah,
much.
I lost my Appalachian State pick because they lost.
Yeah, but they obviously won the conference tournament, which was awesome to see. Did you guys watch that game, right?
Yeah.
They came out scorching hot, made their first 7 threes, and they had a big lead. And I was kind of like, well, there's no way they're going to be able to shoot like this for the entire game. And they weren't. They got close, but they were able to fight through a major run from ISU and end up winning the game. So, and you know, you both hate them, so that makes me love them even more. They're the villains of the Missouri Valley Conference.
I mean, if I had a son, I would never name him Tucker. That's all I'm going to say. Yeah.
Tucker
such a
Febreze.
It's a great...
He doesn't know what to say now.
No, he just burped. I don't think...
No, because it's his dog's name. You got him tripped up.
It is a great dog.
Just say it's a bitch named Tucker. Just say it. He's a bitch named Tucker.
It's a great dog name.
He's a fucking dog! That's right! Exactly!
Yeah, but not with an A and a W, just like with an O. Like, he's a fucking idiot. Like, I don't... He looks like he has the IQ of a fucking dog. Have you seen him?
He does.
He looks like he's born
actually,
in Wyoming.
Oh, I had to say
and,
that.
Like, he ate hail bales.
He looks like he eats corn. That's a good thing. He's a big, strong boy. But,
Yeah, he loves
he was
strong.
He was like... He teared up a little bit after they won the
conference
tournament.
Yeah, he's a
fucking
bitch.
I didn't like that.
Yeah.
No, not because he's a bitch.
Hey, mom, hug me! Hug that fucking woman!
It was his mom.
Okay, I knew it. He's a fucking bitch.
Cancer
just calm a bitch,
years.
Joe. Calm a bitch.
But don't call him a bitch.
Joey, calm a bitch.
No, but I don't like that because that's like you're supposed to crown.
He's
you
so satisfied.
We're not done. Yeah, exactly. He's too satisfied.
Why are you trying to add this Mountain West into our thing? You say climb the mountain.
Mountain West.
You want to? It's when you travel the Atlantic coast is when you cry.
Mountains. I feel.
All right, stop.
Are you shaking the car?
Yeah. Fucking
mountains.
Kids trying to...
I hear them in my head.
Fuck the Mountain West.
The mountains are in my head. I can't stop them. Anyways,
make,
go ahead, Joey.
I'll make the next one short. Colgate.
No, save Colgate. Or actually...
That girl's a senior in high school. The car's getting passed by a girl. I know she's a senior because she's in some clubs I'm in. And I have this slight suspicion...
Is she wearing socks?
Yeah, she is. Ankle socks.
Ankle socks are gay. I'll stand by that.
I was repping them bitches back in middle school, I gotta say.
Fuzzy socks are an exception. Those don't count.
No, those are an exception. You're right.
Yeah. Okay. Continue. You guys both pick your teams.
Colgate, enough said.
Yep. I'm picking.
Wait, we don't get a rant about Colgate? I guess we already got one. Yeah. And we'll get one when they win the Patriot League.
Yeah. You gotta get it and you gotta save it. I think we're also gonna do a podcast on the Sunday after selection.
When is the
selection Sunday?
Okay. No. I was gonna say, when is Colgate's next game, Joey? Tonight? Is it today?
No, tomorrow.
Okay. What time?
Everybody tune in.
What time?
6 o'clock.
All right.
Colgate versus Lehigh.
That's for the final, right?
Yep.
All
right. Who do I have? I have Longwood with my first team. They won their conference.
Oh.
They were a 5 seed that just has been going on an absolute run the past 3 weeks. They've just been extremely hot. So they're dangerous because they have this guy. I texted in the group chat. His last name's Christmas. They have a really experienced guard like Napier or something fucking weird. And they're just like a really good defensive team, and they just play really fucking hard is what I took away from the game that they played. Like, they just play extremely hard. And so I appreciate that.
Longwood plays hard?
Longwood Lancers.
Is that like a joke about because they're Longwood and you said hard like 6 times?
Genuinely it wasn't, but now it is. I'm turning into one. Next team, Alex, yeah.
So I have a lot of teams on here that I've been debating all day back and forth choosing. So I will pick one now.
10 minutes.
The entire Mountain West. I want to pick the entire Mountain West.
Are you being serious?
Every single team.
I think we deserve...
I'm kidding. My next team I want to pick, I know obviously they're too good to be one of these teams, but I have to pick Kentucky. They won me $70 earlier in the season, which was very exciting. Reed Shepard's my favorite player, so I can't not pick them. I already talked a lot about why I like them, but I'm going to stick with them. I think they're going to go to the Final Four, so I'm going to stick with my Kentucky.
Joey?
My next pick, we're going with the Buffs, baby. They're hot. We skipped over the Pac-12, but they're hot right now. They won 5 in a row. This has been without their star, Cody Williams, who will be back for the tournament. And I think they have a shot. I like them.
What are they?
They're on the bubble right now, but if they win a couple of games, then they should be able to get it.
My next team. I have to put them. A-10 representation. UMass Midshipmen. I'm putting them in.
The flagshipmen.
Yep, the flag midshipmen. All right.
Yeah, you already talked about them, too. And then my next team is St. Mary's. I was a lot higher on them last year. I was a big fan of Aiden Mahaney, freshman guard. He was really good. He's been pretty good again this year, just has not taken as much of a leap as you maybe would like. I alluded to it earlier. They have all these Australian players every year, which I've always thought was super interesting. I did some research on it for a project last year. They always have all these Australian players, which is pretty cool. They also have the only Alex in all of Division I college basketball, Alex Dukas, dropped 18 points yesterday. They're safely in the tournament, but they do play Gonzaga in the West Coast Conference Tournament Championship tonight. So that would be a big momentum-building win headed into March Madness. So that's going to be my third and final team.
Mm-hmm. Joey.
My last team, we're sticking with another red team here. We're going with St. John's. I've already explained
why. Woo! They had to be in the pot.
I'm a fan.
Had
to.
And Alex is on board too now, So 2 out of 3.
Go Storm.
Go Storm, baby.
Does that mean I'm not going to be able to get Seton Hall through the vote?
Hey, Joey. How do pirate ships sink? How good a pirate ship sink?
You should get into a fight with another
pirate
ship.
Maybe a little swell at sea. Maybe a storm.
Maybe the waves are getting choppy. A man in a white suit comes floating out of the depths of the sea.
I think it's...
And the water starts to turn red. It's swirling round and round. And Jaheen Holloway's like, oh, no, what do I do? I don't have Doug Eddard to save me in March. And it's swirling and swirling. And the ship's rocking and rocking. And then it capsizes. And the Red Storm take over.
All right, Joey. That's your team?
Yep.
St. John's. All right, well, this is a political move right here. I was thinking that I was going to be able to get Seton Hall through the vote.
Hey, you're going to pick the Mountain West.
No, I'm not.
We are an anti-political podcast.
Okay.
And we're pro-safety.
No, we're not. You're not pro-safety.
We never talked about that. We're supposed
yeah,
to.
Yeah, I know. I am choosing as my final team that cannot be vetoed.
Yes, you can.
No, we cannot. We're not vetoed. As long as it's
to be unanimous.
Yeah. No.
Yeah, you can. If you agree to veto your own team, then it can be vetoed.
Oh, okay, sure.
Wait, no, then we can...
Seton Hall Pirates.
We can pick a new team together.
Seton Hall Pirates.
No, we won't veto it.
Seton Hall Pirates. I'm keeping them.
I vote to veto. I'm not going to try and talk you out of it.
That's a respectable pick.
Sure,
I was gonna plan on trying to get them through the vote, but I know that you guys would both.
I'll try and veto you to pick a new team just because when they lose to St. John's, they're gonna you're gonna have to we kind of have to only pick one team for that matchup.
Yeah, because then we're not going to have a team to cheer
actually,
for.
Actually, no, it's good. We need to be divided about it. It's good.
No, yeah. We have to have, and then we'll say, like, after one of the, one after Selection Sunday, we'll, like, show which of our teams are actually in the tournament. Like,
we could choose 10 teams. Or no, should we stick with our teams?
We can maybe repick, like, one or two. Like, we'll have a survival team or whatever.
Well, then, our one joint pick team should definitely be a team that's in the tournament.
Okay, so our joint pick, we got to decide
right now.
I have
two proposals.
Okay, you propose first.
My first proposal is just whoever wins the A-10 tournament.
Well, no, that's a guarantee.
That's a guarantee, okay. And then my second pick is Princeton.
Oh, I had that. Princeton. I have Princeton, too.
Have
you seen their Asian guard?
Does that be unanimous?
No, not necessarily. Well, you need to hear the rest of the proposals, because I'm pretty
flimsy. I don't like Princeton.
Why?
They had a run last year. They're not going to do it again.
No, but have you seen their guard that's NBA
bound? No, they're different this year.
They were due last year. They're not due anymore.
No, they have a completely different makeup.
Actually, they actually brought back a good amount of players. And,
no, they didn't bring back their best player, though, Tosin.
Langborg.
Tosin.
Langborg. And they have Caden Pierce, so. Tosin. Friend of the show.
And
yeah,
it's in New Jersey.
Stuck up. It's an Ivy League.
I used to live in New Jersey.
I hate the Ivy League.
They Dylan used to live there. Okay, let's hear the other proposals.
Let me see. We have 5 minutes. But...
Yeah, I know. We could propose in 5 minutes.
Okay. BYU.
I would agree.
Purely because they're a Christian university. Christian University.
Storm and Mormons.
And they believe it. Oh, holy, the Storm and Mormons. Ooh, like okay. St. Thomas.
No.
I heard a Storm and Norman Nixon, if that's what you're talking about. But
Ben Usterbond does not play.
Yeah, he doesn't. And then, I already used my other teams. So if we're not doing Princeton, then I either want St. Thomas or BYU. Those are my proposals.
I'd Pitt as a proposal because we've been watching them throughout the week because they're a bubble team. I think it'd be fun to have a bubble team to watch.
We do have bubble teams.
But not as a group. Joey, what are your proposals?
I have no proposals. All these teams.
Joey has no proposals. Then we're doing Princeton.
Yeah, Princeton.
Wait, what?
You have to come up with an alternative choice.
Yeah.
Or what's your favorite?
Or do you like BYU more?
I like BYU more.
I like Princeton more, but I would agree to do BYU.
BYU.
I also think they're bad. Like, I'm gonna pick them to lose in the first round. I think.
Yeah, but that's kind of like the fun of it.
But Princeton is Princeton.
Princeton sucks.
All right, fine.
Sucks.
We'll vote on it. BYU versus Princeton are the two main teams.
I'm voting for Princeton.
I'll vote for St. Thomas over Princeton.
I'm not going to vote for St. Thomas. Okay. BYU.
Joey wants to have his cake and eat it, too.
Must be a cool school if Ben Usterbond picked there over Michigan.
Okay.
Makes a fair point.
All right. BYU or Princeton?
Joey,
BYU.
Just dissent. Consent to become...
So, okay. I didn't want it to come down to me. Between BYU and
Princeton. Do you want... No, we have to be unanimous. We need to pick something new.
Yeah.
We need a new proposal.
Throw a name out, Joey. Random name.
Colorado State. Never mind.
Mountain West!
No.
The voices!
Joey.
Not the Mountain West.
I hear the mountains.
Big and Easy State.
I hear the mountains.
Big and Easy State.
No. Grambling. They're too trendy. State. Way too trendy.
Jackson State.
No, what? What are these?
HBCU.
No.
McNeese State.
I wanted to go on. It's McNeese, but I wanted McNeese to go on.
McNeese State.
No. We don't like them. Montana. We do not like them. Montana State?
Montana
State.
What's their mascot?
Oh, it's like that Jaguar thing. I know what you're talking about. Yeah. It's like it's like a. They were in the tournament last year.
Yeah. They're going to be in the tournament again.
Got it? Oh, or we can run Oakland.
I watched them last.
For the Bay.
Oakland.
No, let's go back to Princeton.
Bay!
No, but we want Princeton.
Bay!
No, we need a tournament team. We need like a real
team. We have 2.5 minutes to decide.
I think we should go back to Princeton, BYU, or a third team that's like a good, solid tournament team.
Right now, just. Can you pick Princeton so we can all just ride?
No.
So we really.
We also have to close out the episode.
Jameson.
Who the fuck is Jameson?
Jameson Madison.
James Madison.
Yes.
Okay, let's do it. The Dukes. Oh, it's a team of destiny. And PFT commentary went there.
Yes. Okay,
so we can be James Madison.
All right. Well, that was.
They also did
the third episode of the year. It's been. I thought this was a great episode. Very analytical.
Episode.
This was probably our best analysis in a year.
Hard. Say so.
Okay, so that
big
was
episode
it.
Next week. Make sure to tune
We'll try and get out two next week. One are just
we will
reactions of the Selection Sunday. If not, we'll have for sure the March Madness episode, the best episode of the year. Thank you guys for watching. Fast Break Podcast is
out. Wait, time out. Is the Selection Sunday episode not just the March Madness preview episode, or would we just be
very small? It'd be like a 10-minute or maybe with some weird shit also added on.
We can do it before we broadcast.
I'd add some cool stuff to that episode.
Butt stuff.
Maybe.
It would be butt stuff. Okay. 25 plays, there will be butt stuff on Sunday in a special edition episode.
All right. Jack Flaylin and Joey's friends, get on it. Yep. We'll see you. Goodbye.
Joey's friends.
All right. Joey, outro right now.
What? Goodbye, Fast Break Podcast. We love you.
What?